So, okay, see, he's Perkei Aleph. He's speaking about the Asar Mamaris. Why they called Mamaris speech? You know, what's our speech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it's also it's in a Yachas Lagaban of Ramblavat. Ki kemoisha midish nishus ha'odom, kche boiz lezgalis b'maisa, hein boizun b'ashoiz ha'machshava, ki goyim midas chesar achmashem shama, eif shalova dezgalis v'fol mamish, kem leshe mechashe b'dayit umar ha'maisa atztoke v'chesar z'fol mamish. So just like sichlius in a person needs to express itself through oisius, it has to be formulated in some way. Kiev shalasis bli machshava, v'metzava lacherim lasis kima melech, azay mislabeshes midas hachesed, v'gam oisis machshava boisis hadibo. So, any type of instruction needs to. So, even when I'm talking to myself and I'm saying this is what I ought to do and this is how I ought to do it and v'chulu v'chulu, all of that's built on a certain dibur. In other words, it's machshava coming to a much more concrete form. Kach al derech mid moshel midoysav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kshebo'ez lebchinas izgalus pulos v'tachtoinim nikro gili zev avshos pulzu b'shem maima v'tzirif oisius. So by the same token, these things are also called a maimer and a tzirif oisius, because that's already a stage down in its izgalus. Shei efshe shetia shum pulun imshech noisak doishas belitzi rufa nekro m'shem oisius. Kigoyin lebriya sa'or midas hachesed v'nimshech ben amshachas pulo v'koach lifol v'libar sa'or. So the Mele, he says, all of these koiches and everything are specific. And going from a general rotson to very specific, it needs to take on a tzura and so on. And that's the pshat l'moshel that it says that Yodei Betzalel the oisis that shenivra behem the world. And you know, he knew Betzalel because they were specific. I guess I want to add a certain point. The chshivas of this, when we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's process was ma, b'ma delivery.
How are you?
Sir? Yeah, hi. What's it?
I brought you these. They go on the bottom of your seat.
I know.
It's very slippery outside.
I know. Thank you very, very much.
We're going to leave them by the...
Just leave them on the desk. I'd had a phone to pay like that. Yes,
so you just slip on the front and pull up on the back.
Right.
You want it off easily, but...
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
I'd be happy to drive you, but I don't know when
Do you still use the scooter? I have so many Yitzis here. You don't use a scooter in the wet weather.
Okay. Like a snow sled or something. Have a good night.
Maybe if you had reindeer. So he says that the now lemay nafgemina works like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us in stages that I can discern the rotzna elyon and the dibur elyon and so on. So certain things I can do, the mashal, when does this help? Where does this help? And Chavay said, let's give a mashal. Let's say, by chalim is the pisrin helps. Because it's a certain vague stage, these different stages are significant to us in helping us determine what is a... what it is that we can do at specific stages. Why it is, this is not an exercise in telling us something about a Kaddish Baruch Hu and how Kaddish Baruch Hu make it happen. Well, let me explain to you how Kaddish Baruch Hu make it happen. That even though it's infinite, how can you make it finite? It happened through A, B, C, or D. No, it's something which is in the very, very. It's something which for us allows us to take it at different stages. Lamashal will give a lot of times you buy some sort of appliance instrument, and there will be a schematic drawing of the parts of the appliance. They'll have it like in the back on the inside tab or whatever it is, and the point is, there's no reason for him to tell you how he built it, except that if you need to fix it, which piece is what, and where is it going to, and so on. So here also, all these inyanim, at the end of the day, their significance is for us, because we could be omer uncertain inyanim because of this, and so on.
This is left for Mekubalim and Rebbes? Is something, huh? This is something left for Mekubalim, or is something that people can have shaychus?
No, look, where does Tefillah help? It says after the Gzeira was done already. It's things of that nature. Not talking about casting spells. Right. I'm talking about what it is that we can, you know, there's a Gzeira that was Nechtam and Dam. It started already, it didn't start yet. You know, all of these things are things that are, you know, when Chazal gave a certain kviyasin about what can work when does a good, like by a dream, why does a good piston help with it? Because it's not reached a clear dibur or whatever. V'nimtza ki kol chiyos v'kerz nashachs v'melitz ha'kdeish ha'tachtoin l'v'bar me'ayin. I guess we'll give another example. Like, anytime we darshan oisius of a word to understand some of its remuzim and say this, we're already dealing with a lower dagger simply because we're dealing with the oisius sheboy. That's a lower dagger, not a higher dagger. It's a higher dagger than the horse himself from the oisius sus. It's much lower dagger than mitzvah Israel. V'nimtza ki kol chiyos v'koyches eshoz v'yos ha'kdeish ha'tayin levra mi'ayin liyesh. There are two worlds that are brought into being. Almin stimin the loyis galmion. There are hidden worlds that are not begilui. In other words, we don't have a clear musing tfisan of one of them. Heima mishavim v'chayim v'kayom v'koyches amshochos nalomis. Kmo oitzis amachshav v'shemishas sa'odom aderach marshal. So these are just like the oitzis machshava, which means I can never share really my thinking with anybody. There's no way we can both think together. The almond is galian, nivru bechoim is galus and skalo cross on shots and almost across him, oisis and machshava. So oisis and machshava are already the world of giluyim. They're megalos. Ukshem vipchinas is galos, lahachis almond is galian, necros vishem amoris. So just like when you have giluyim that are in the alma, in any giluyim that we have minimally requires words in dibur. So any pchinas of alma des galyan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that it's b'amoris dvar Hashem ruach piv, which is parallel to the koyach hadibur. So it's not only that when it's with dibur you have the ability to be megal or something. That's the etzem hagdor of the thing itself. The world of diburim, dibur is giluyim. The world of diburim is the world of giluyim. That's its mohus, that's its metzias. Al be'emes, he says, be'pchinas, in a certain sense, that's why Adam is called a medaber, because it has a parallel in the the spiritual yoinis, the pchina of malchus in a certain sense is the core pchina, because everything we have in this world first and foremost is a gili. Before you even get a slumashal, imagine I have a movie set. So yes, this is the house where the guy lives in the movie set, and this is the place where the person is playing ball in the movie set, and so on. But at the end of the day, it's all a movie set. It's all something which is the big circle is something that's Oymed Lizgalis. So when we talk about the Bechinas, the most important, that's true, but it's all part of one title, which is Lizgalis. All the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are there to get a message across. Without that, there's no need for spheres. So if you ask yourself, what's the most important part of it? And the answer is the message, Shabbai. But the real mitzias of Dibu Lamal is above it all. So he says, but the Dibu Ha'elyon comes before our Pchina of Seichel and Das and anything. It's different. It's not the pshat that it's parallel. For instance, me speaking, you speaking, so we're both equal, but this dibur is better, sharper, whatever it is. That's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his dibur precedes our Seichel and Das. So we don't have any real Hasag and Tfis in his dibur. My voice is not something
that precedes the second das. It's
our second das is Naveh from Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a product of Kadosh Baruch Hu, a mirror.
Uh-huh.
So when we start thinking about it, we're going backwards. You know, where.
Okay.
My voice is not something with Salmeinu veGoyme. Never Adam Bal Chachm veSeichel. I feel a behavel Elyon Bulvat Kirchsi veYipar Bapnishus Chayim. Vimkein Hadibur behavel Elyon. So in the dibur you have the include in it everything. Again, let's give a marshal. Imagine I write out a plan or a formula. So that's a pchin of dibur. But I write it. I write the plan and a formula and diagram how to make a voice chip on a computer. So the two diburim are entirely different worlds, because the dibur of how of the program writing out about this chip or whatever is kolel not only the voice, the sound that comes out, but actually everything. I mean, way beyond it. In other words, the program. So Klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu, proportionately we'll call that Oisis. Vihine hein chof beis mini am shachas chizakoshen zumizu. So these chaf beis oisis are not just signs, because these are really tools that Kadosh Baruch Hu used to create a world underneath it. So the kuf beis oisius are something that are be'etzim, something that are the shayrish lebriya. what he adds over here, like derech kalachayad, that the temuna and so on is some sort of gilui. So yes, of course, it's true. The Rizal says and so on, and it says, but the thing is about it is that if something, let's give an example. If something is a just a symbol for a certain sound, so the picture of it is not going to really be a. It's hard to say that the picture and the sound are all going to be somewhat represent something else. I pick one or the other. Either it looks like it's like hieroglyphics, or it sounds like it, whatever. But if I take a muscle, let's say I take a picture, and the object that's representing, they will be alike in many ways, in the proportion, the height, in the color, and this and that, because it's a real likeness. So he says over here, the fact that Oisis, Lashon HaKodesh, have the ability to darshan all sides, including the tzuras ha'ois and so on, so that's a sign that be'etzem it shayach to it. It's not just a mikra that Kodesh Baruch had to find some way of expressing himself to the Bria, so he chose a language, symbols. It could have been anything. The fact that this language or symbol has in itself properties, even as regards the tzura of it, tells me that it's a shtick atzmius. It's something which is it carries itself some tzura of a Kodesh Baruch of lemala, because anything you do with it will work out.
What is that number of Chaf Beis? I mean, we find that the Shechinah Shechor and Chaf Beis Elof Yisrael, I think it's the Lashon.
Right.
But what's Chaf Beis? It's a funny number. We find like any.
So, the first thing on Chaf Beis, it says Shechinah Shechor on Chaf Beis.
Right.
Chaf Beis L'chura is the Shorish of Ribui. The Maral says the Beis is the. 2 is always a number of ribui,
right.
So the beis and the chaf and the reish, like it says a merkava, like a rechev, a bracha, beis reish chaf a bracha. Those any time you have something that expands into ribui, so l'chura, since dibur is the shayur of the bria, one would assume that this is where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. The
base of brachos
also goes on
with that. Yeah, base of right, but you have the base and the cuff is okay.
Thank you.